This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Something else you ought to know, by the way, is that all y'all are awesome. We learned this morning retail sales last month were amazing, up almost 4%, the biggest bump in almost a year. However, have we mentioned inflation? Because retail sales are not adjusted for same. So are y'all buying more or just paying more? Marketplace's Lily Jamali spent the day digging in.
Recent surveys show that Americans are pretty down on the economy right now. But to PNC Financial Chief Economist Gus Fauché, today's retail spending data tells the real story on sentiment.
Pay attention to what consumers do rather than what they say. They say they're concerned about inflation. They say they're concerned about the economy, but they're certainly not spending like that. They continue to buy a lot more things.
Inflation did play a role in today's retail sales data. The question is, how much? Joe Brusuelis, chief economist at RSM, crunched the numbers.
And what you find is we got an actual jump this month in sales, even once one takes into account rising prices.
A telltale sign, e-commerce sales were up by 15% in January. Inflation did not rise by anywhere near that amount last month, of course. Brusuelis calls what we're seeing now boomflation.
The U.S. economy is booming as it reflates following the shock of the pandemic.
Even with inflation sticking around for now. BMO Capital Markets senior economist Sal Gautieri says today's retail sales figures, combined with a blockbuster jobs report earlier this month, complicate the task ahead for Fed policymakers.
The Fed probably has to move faster than it was planning to cool down demand and cool down inflation.
Gautieri says signs now point to a more aggressive approach to raising rates starting next month. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.